It's time for Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kelly Buitt, GMC of Bartow, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Evolve Professional Landscape Management, Spaff Jewelers of Bartow and Valico, by Rhino Lawyers of Tampa and Lakeland, Pallet One of Bartow, SR Wright & Company, by Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance, Keith's Spray Service of Bartow, taking care of your lawn and garden for over 50 years. Budget You Pull It, the parts you need when you need them. Citrus Air Conditioners of Bartow, by Witten McLean Funeral Home, Beef O'Brady Sports Pub in the Bartow Center South, and by Bartow Ford. We're different, and we prove it. Now let's go to the ball field for Yellow Jacket Softball.
Welcome to another exciting evening of Yellow Jacket Softball here on WBF. I'm Bruce Edmond alongside my partner David Thornburg. Rick Sow is on the scoreboard, and Roland Oxley is doing the PA as usual. So we got the whole crew up here tonight, and we've got a team that came over the Vieira Hawks. That's who we are playing, and they're a pretty good ball team. They're big. I mean,
yeah.
When I say they're big, David, you know, they're all fit. They're like I don't know. Remind me of who's that team? Jeff was telling me earlier. They beat us to Belgrade. Thank you. Yeah. They remind me of Belgrade. They're all just fit and ready to go. They've got a record of what, like
19-8.
19-8.
Yeah.
And they come in tonight. They were the number 2 seed. Melbourne was number 1. Mm-hmm. And they play over there. As Rick put it, there are Jenkins. Jenkins is number 2.
Yeah.
And Jenkins is playing Melbourne tonight.
They are.
Over in Melbourne. And we also want to give a shout out to Fort Meade. Fort Meade is playing way down south. Where are they playing, Rick?
Fort Myers, Evangelical.
Evangelical Christian in Fort Myers. And so we wish the best. I know probably a whole crew was going down there from Fort Meade. You know they'll travel well.
Yeah, absolutely they will. And I want to wish them luck. Hopefully they can advance to the next stage as well.
And tonight, the Vieira Raiders, let's see, let me get this out of the way real quick. Rights to the broadcast of this regional semifinal in the 2024 FHSAA Class 6A Softball Championship have been granted to WWBF Bartow by the Florida High School Athletic Association and is solely intended for the enjoyment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of this broadcast without the express written consent of the Florida High School Athletic Association is prohibited. And we got that out of the way. So why don't we do the lineups as the coaches are fixing to meet at home plate. Leading off for Vieira will be Madison Ryder. She's in left field batting second. The center fielder Haley Ryder. There's a couple of sets of sisters in this lineup. Abby Berry will be the pitcher. She's batting third. Amaya Pitts is the shortstop. Cameron Pott is a catcher. Tori Berry is the first baseman. Eleanor Snyder will bat seventh. She's a third baseman. Batting eighth is Caitlin Farinas. She is the right fielder, and batting ninth is Brooke Samuel. And David, looks like we're ready. It's a beautiful night. We had some rain today, and it's just a gorgeous night.
It is. It's not too hot. It's a little warm out there, but it's not muggy. Nice breeze, and it's actually blowing out to left center field. So, you know, Red had a good night going that direction the other night. I hope she can continue that. Maybe Julia can get hot. And anything up in the air that hit with authority is going to have a chance to get out of the park, and we got to be careful of them doing that as well. But you know, with Red, she pitches so well, you don't get too many opportunities, too many mistakes that she's going to leave up there for them to get to drive it.
Yeah, and she drove two of them out of the ballpark the other night, and the game before she had hit the top of the fence. Yeah. So her bat has come alive at the perfect time.
Absolutely,
Julia Heater, all these girls up and down. We had 13 hits the other night, and we only left two on base, so it was a very productive game in getting runners in, hitting in key situations, things like that. And we're really excited about that.
What I've noticed in the last couple of weeks that we've been doing this is the two out hits. Runners in scoring position in the ball game, even though we may be leading comfortably at the time, but that still you want to take advantage of those opportunities you get every time you get them, because you don't know what's going to happen. And we've done very well at capitalizing on, even with the two outs, they capitalize on those opportunities. And that's up and down the lineup. They're doing it right now. And that's what's really special about this team, because 1 through 9 seems to be producing.
And I'll tell you what, one of the greatest coaches in the history of Bartow is standing on the stairs right now. Coach McGriff.
Oh my!
And the Bodie brothers, they do basketball, and they do a fantastic. You did basketball for a while.
Did basketball.
It's it's a different breed. I can't talk that fast.
Yeah,
but we gave Coach McGriff the microphone in the third quarter of a football game this year, and he literally, and this is no exaggeration, he almost went the entire quarter doing play by play and color. Down there on the field.
He'd say,
number 4's got the ball. He's going around the end, and he's tackled by number 16. And he was hilarious. And that's the way, whenever I go to a basketball game, I watch him more than I watch the basketball game.
Well, you say you're able to talk quick. You're right. You got to be good to do the basketball. And I was fortunate. Clint was one of the best at it. And John and Greg do a great job at it. I would have a tendency to we always had relatively good teams and competitive teams throughout the seasons that he continues to put in year after year. But I would catch myself watching the game listening to Clint, and he's looking for help from me. And I'm, oh, I'm sorry, I was watching the game, Clint. I'm listening to you and watching the game.
I know.
You know, kind of a thing. So it was great times. And of course, Coach McGriff is just like Coach Rutenbar, they're more than coaches. They coach great teams, but they coach some young adults that are the kids that are going into adulthood. They are both wonderful at doing that part too.
Jay Frog, the head coach at Lincoln, it's a college in Illinois, and he's won they're not districts or whatever, but championship.
Okay.
Every year they're in, and they make the playoffs every year. He's such a great coach.
Your Bartow Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South is your headquarters for good food and good sports. With something for everyone on the menu, your Bartow Beef's is perfect for the family, an office lunch, or to feed the team after a big win. Beef's, where game time meets family time.
At Budget You Pull It to Bartow, they'll buy your old vehicle and even arrange to pick it up.
We buy junk cars here. We can also arrange for towing from you. We use Gator Towing for our towing service, so you know you get insured a professional towing vehicle.
And they cover Polk County. Budget Auto Parts at Bartow.
Sportsmanship is having pride in your school, your team, and yourself. Sportsmanship is respect for the game and those who play it. The Florida High School Athletic Association reminds you to take on the responsibility of good sportsmanship. Play strong, play hard, play fair. This message provided by WBF and the FHSAA.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball here on WBF. I'm Bruce Edmond alongside David Thornburg. Neil Duncan just sent us something. We do want to talk about Ken Riley later on.
Yep.
But Neil was saying that over 40 college coaches have been to BHS in the past 2 weeks.
Wow.
Looking at a lot of our players, but in particular, Josiah White. And so apparently, Jeff, I don't know if you remember him, but maybe he transferred in. I don't know. The name doesn't ring a bell to me, but we are certainly – excited to have. And we know that Murray's gotten some big offers. A lot of good kids coming back. We lost so many. And we were just ready to start over. And Coach Tyler Eden will be in his second season.
Well, one thing you get from this school is if you're in athletics, if you apply yourself, that we have good enough programs that you will have an opportunity to go to that next level. It may not be that D1 Saturday afternoon college you want, dream of going to, but if you get an opportunity to go further your education and on somebody else's dime, it's always great. And one of the best, and I was actually talking with my daughter-in-law about it, because I found out tonight that my 5-year-old granddaughter would like to start cheering. And I was like, well, okay, that's great, because if you, I said, it's fine, but it's a little expensive, but if you do it right, you do it early enough, college will be paid for if she goes to Bartow, because 90% of the kids that cheer for Bartow go on to college, and a lot of it is scholarship.
And Coach Jolliffe retired this year. We hated to see that, but we're happy that she's going to a new adventure in her life. Right. And apparently this young man was a sophomore last year. He'll be a junior this year.
Okay.
And he's a defensive back.
Okay.
And so
awesome. That's
we'll really be excited. And Neil's got this crazy thing on his he's got like a profile thing, and it's like a guy with a full beard and a red hat. That doesn't look like Neil. But we do like Neil.
Yes,
and we appreciate we always appreciate the info.
Yeah.
Bartow has just about done there. Why don't we take another quick break, Jeff? And we'll come back and we'll get this thing underway. You're listening to the 2024 Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
If you've been involved in a motorcycle, truck, or car accident, you need Rhino Lawyers on your side. After your immediate medical attention, call Rhino Lawyers at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessari with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
The Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance Agency has been serving Central Florida since 1984. They all work and live in your neighborhood and take pride in our history. Offices in Bartow, there when you need them, representing only the most reliable companies in the industry.
The money.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We are about to get this game underway as Red Oxley finishes her pitches. She's in the circle now. The Jackets have taken the field, and the girls in the outfield have finished their warm-ups, and Red is about done with her pitching. Probably one more, and she's ready to go. Bartow in the white with blue pinstripes, orange Bartow, orange numbers, very dirty.
And Bartow orange clay.
Yes, and they've got the the rubber band on a calf, on one of their calves.
Yeah.
Vieira, black and gold. They look like almost identical to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Jonathan Vastein.
Yeah, that's a good description there.
The Bartow boy, Jonathan Vastein, he'll probably get drafted this year. I think he can get drafted again as a junior. Now, he wouldn't go. He was going to go in the first round, and he wanted to go play at Vanderbilt.
Real quick before we get started, Bruce, over in Melbourne, they're in the bottom of the third over there in George Jenkins and Melbourne. There is no score between the two of them.
The first batter will be Madison Ryder. She bats from the left side, and there's oh, my goodness. That looked like a good pitch. Don't start out early.
Yeah. If anything, that may have been off the plate a little outside, but it didn't miss by much.
She is hugging that plate. Her toes are on the white line, on the white chalk. She is as tight on that plate as she can be.
And looking at that swing, normally left-handed leadoff hitters are slant hitters, and she may be that. But right now she looks like she's up there trying to take a cut and looking to drive something.
And there's another good pitch.
Wow.
Boy, we can't start this early. Mm. So it's two balls and a strike. We're just underway.
Another good crowd on hand tonight.
Yeah. And we want to say hello to our rednecks in the outfield. They go all the way from right to left. Yeah, I think I see one spot open, maybe a couple of spots open, but we hope they're listening and I hope they enjoy the broadcast and catch a couple of home run balls from us tonight. And there's a ball hit into left center field. It's going to get down, gets past Narcisse, going to go all the way to the fence. And Sal picks it up, hits the cutoff, and it's a triple, leadoff triple for Ryder. And that is exactly what Vieira was hoping to do.
And that's a good way to start for them, that line drive out there to Narcisse, and it was tailing away from her.
Exactly.
And she, it just was dropping so quickly, no chance to get it.
And now the batter will be Haley Ryder, her sister. She bats from the left side as well. And she'll be bunting. And she takes ball one. She pulls the bat back. We're just underway with the leadoff triple for Vieira. And a swing and a miss. She takes a big cut.
These girls are up here, they are not afraid to swing that bat. And we're going to play some good defense.
No, you don't win. And the 1-1 pitch. And the 1-1 pitch. That was another good pitch.
Oh, my gosh.
That was perfect.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What is he looking for there?
I don't know, but we don't need this.
I mean, if you force her to throw it down, that's when you run into problems.
And that ball up and away. So it's 3-1 now to Ryder, Haley Ryder, with Madison at third base. Nobody out.
One thing you want to make sure is you don't want Red to get frustrated early on.
She is already. Swing and a miss, strike two. It's the only way you can do it, babe. Just get her to swing. This cat ain't going to call nothing.
Rear back, throw it in there. No, I don't think he has rotten rolling.
Three balls, two strikes. Strike three called. If he didn't call that, I was going through the screen at him.
Yeah, I had a feeling the windows were coming.
Barry, the pitcher. That'll bring up Addie Barry, the pitcher. She bats from the left side. And she looks like a slapper or a bunner. But she's taking a big cut. We'll see what happens here. Open stance. Swing and a miss. She takes a good hard cut. Got a wide open stance. Closes down as she's going into her swing. Leadoff triple at third base. Swing, strike two. She tried to hold up and couldn't do it.
She's asking for time. Okay.
Well, she has plenty of time.
Yeah.
And the 0-2 pitch. Strike three called.
What a pitch. My gosh, that was right on the inside corner and just absolutely froze her. Nothing she could do with that. And, you know, if he did upset her, he may have messed up because she's lighting it up now.
Yeah. Amia Pitts steps in. She bats on the right side. Tell her some pitches. There's a strike. Way by trying to tell her some pitches. There's a strike. And Oxley, I think she did get upset because there were two or three pitches that were perfect.
Beautiful pitches, yes.
And a swing and a miss on a rise ball, strike two.
Yeah, and she's pointing to McKenzie on that one. That was a really good pitch.
Balls, two strikes, two outs. The leadoff batter at third base. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. As Red Oxley comes back after giving up the leadoff triple and strikes out the side. After a half inning, no score, you're listening to the 2024 FHSA Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
The Kelly Automotive Group is proud to make sports broadcasts here on WBF possible. From the Yellow Jackets to NASCAR, this is Tyler Kelly inviting you to visit our website at kellybuickgmc.com. Better yet, come visit us at our dealership at the corner of 98 and 60 in Bartow. Kelly Buick GMC.
For over 50 years, Keith Spray Service has been serving Polk County with specialized treatment of delicate ornamentals, including rose bushes. Want to learn more about the treatments of ornamentals as well as expert lawn care? Call Keith Spray Service.
Posting pictures from today's event on your social media accounts? Tag the FHS8A and we'll repost and share it. Follow the FHSAA on X, Instagram, and Snapchat by searching for FHSAA. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/FHSAA. Keep up with teams and people who strive to make high school athletics in the state of Florida the best. That's facebook.com/FHSAA.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Sorry about that. Bruce Edmond alongside David Thornburg. Rick Sal on the scoreboard. And Roland Oxley, his blood pressure is starting to go down.
Yeah, that was a little stressful for Roland to start the game.
I think we were all pretty pumped there, but Red does what Red. You know, Red was just Red right then. And she
gives up. Back, throwing it past him.
Defensively for Vieira, Madison Ryder is in left, Haley Ryder in center, Ferreras is in right field. Third to first is, I don't know, I can't read my writing. Snyder. Snyder, Pitt, Samuel, and Torrey Berry. Abby Berry's a pitcher and Pott behind the plate. And leading off will be Destiny Driscoll. No change in the Bartow lineup. If you are a fan, you know exactly who's coming up. It'll be Driscoll, Gibson, Cornelius, Oxley, Heater, Narcisse, Shea Parker, Johnson, and Quartermain. First pitch is a strike.
Yeah.
And there's a ball hit hard to the third baseman. She's able to glove and throws it into left. She throws it over. That's going to be at least one base.
And it should have been interference. I know the throw took her into the path of the runner, but that's not Destiny's fault. I think if she doesn't get blocked by the first baseman, I think she's standing on third.
So that's a E5 all the way?
All the way on the throw because she had plenty of time. I know Destiny's quick, but she fielded that cleanly. It was right at her. All she had to do was execute and make the throw, but throws it wide.
Yep. And Gibson squares the bunt and takes
strike one.
Strike one?
Yep.
What's this cat?
Keep an eye on him.
I am. And she squares again. And this time she puts down a perfect bunt back to the pitcher. Over to first, and it's thrown into right field. And Gibson will come back to first base, and Driscoll will score on another throwing error, guys.
And that's by the pitcher that time. Again, they're rushing, and I'm sure it's the butterflies and nerves. They're playing the number one team in the state, and you get a chance to get an out, and you don't execute. Now you've given up the one unearned run, and McKenzie thought about circling and going to second, but good job by the center fielder who came in to cover second.
Yeah.
And that kept Gibson at first, and now Hayford?
Yeah, Hayford will be running, and Cornelius is batting, and that's a good pitch on the inside. And Gibson was very smart to go back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the 0-1 pitch outside, 1-1.
Of course, she made that turn thinking that second was going to be open.
Yeah.
Because the second baseman was covering, and the shortstop had converted to cover third.
And the 1-1 outside, up and away.
So you can tell that this is a well-coached team with that center fielder. Had to come in. She was the only thing that kept her from advancing.
Yeah, they're just nervous. They're throwing the ball all around. You can't be doing that. There's a foul ball down the first base side.
And Bruce, and we've talked about it the last couple of games. This was another team that did not warm up on the infield.
Yeah.
They warmed up on the side of the field. You're not getting, you're just not getting the play, the bounce of the infield, and you're not throwing.
And there's a swing and a miss, strike three.
That's unusual for Cornelius.
Sure is. Now, Caitlin Oxley.
You're not getting the throws to the in the field. You're not getting a game-like throw from your position. And that, to me, that just has to play a part of it. I know nerves are a big part of it, but I think that plays a part of it.
I agree. And the first pitch to Red Oxley is fouled down the right side out of play as Hayford was going on the play. So they had the hit and run on. Bartow leads on error by the third baseman, a lot of speed by Destiny Driscoll, and an error on the pitcher, and that ball fouled back out of play. She just missed that.
Yeah, she's swinging the bat well again.
I mean, those cats out there in left field in the orange shirt and the blue shirt, they were waiting on a home run there. And the 0-2 pitch, runner goes.
And
she will, oh my goodness, she was safe by three. She was standing up off her slide before the ball got there.
That was a good pitch to go on because it was down, and the catcher had a little bit of difficulty. She picked it cleanly, but you still can't. It's hard to get a quick throw from a
one ball,
pitch.
Two strikes. They're trying to go outside, and there's a base hit into right field. And Hayford's going to score on an RBI single by Caitlin Oxley as, again, they're throwing the ball around the field, but Red will stop at first. That's the first hit for Bartow and the second run of the ball game.
Big hit. Again, you know, timely hits, runner in scoring position, and Red comes up with
it. She smoked it.
Yeah, just drove that inside out swing and drove it past the diving second baseman. She made a great effort to get it, but it was past her.
Alyssa Hillman.
And Alyssa Hillman in to run for
Oxley. Yep, Hillman.
11. Julia Heater
steps in. We can go from 1 to 9, David, and say this girl's been hot lately. This whole team has been swinging the bat right side out of play.
And this is where some teams have a problem with Bartow. It gets in your psyche. You lead off with a triple. You end up getting nothing out of it.
Yeah.
Now you come up and you've given up an unearned run. Basically two unearned runs. Even though Red gets the RBI, it's still unearned for the pitcher. And so now that psyche starts to play on you.
And the 1-1, and there's a two hopper to the second baseman. She'll go to short for one, and Heater makes it easy. So it's a fielder's choice. It goes 4-6 for the second out.
That's a good hustle there by Julia. Vieira turned that pretty well for it. It was hit pretty hard, not extremely hard, but moderately hard, and it got
perfect
through pretty
quickly. A feed for a start and a double play.
Yeah.
But Heater's got all these girls have exceptional speed.
They
now
do.
Shay Narcisse steps in, and she's been gapping them here lately as well. Parker on deck. And the 1-0 way outside, 2-0. There's two outs, two runs in for the Jackets. Two unearned runs, back-to-back errors, and then the base hit by Red. And it's a 2-0 game. And the pitch, low and inside. So 3-0 to Narcisse, and I would imagine she's taken 100% here.
I would think so, with two outs.
And she does. She takes strike one. It looked high.
Yeah, that looked a little high.
On the back of the head, but he better be calling that next inning. He was not calling that guy on the back of the head, but he better be calling that next inning. He was not calling that early. And the 3-1 pitch. That ball hit past the third baseman. Another base hit for the Jackets.
Swinging the bat.
And again, they're throwing the ball around.
Great dig there by the shortstop to keep that one from skirting across, because that would have, Julia definitely would have been able to advance had that one gotten past that.
The Heater moves to second. Narcisse at first. Now Shay Parker. Shay is the designated player. And she can hit. She's way up in the box. And she squares the bunt, and they get Heater halfway, and it goes into left field. And so everybody's going to be safe on the three, on the E2.
Yeah. Throwing error from
My
the catcher.
Goodness, they're throwing the ball around. So now two runners in scoring position with two outs. Parker.
And again, we're looking for that timely two-out
hit. With an 0-1 count. That one way in, 1-1. And you got to think that Barry's got to be starting to get frustrated. She was part of the problem.
Oh,
she made one bad throw, but still, you got to have some defense.
Yeah.
And that ball hit down the right field line, just foul.
No.
Oh, man.
Boy, that was going to get two in. Yeah,
when it came off the bat, I thought it was good, and then it just kind of tailed.
Still no score in Melbourne between the Eagles and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Rick's got it going on,
he
man.
Does this,
and somebody just scored. First base.
That was the first base. So.
And that ball fouled out of play. Shea will keep the count at 1-2.
That is Melbourne with putting on runner on first. We'll try to keep you updated on those. And we'll try and get scores on from Fort Meade and Fort Myers as well.
One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on. And there's a little chopper down
that's
the first baseline. And she's going to be – oh, no!
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Rubenbar's not going to argue, but, boy, that was a bang-bang. It goes 1-4 baseman and third baseman. And the Jackets get two runs on two hits. There were three errors and two left on base. So after one inning, Bartow 2. Vieira, nothing. You're listening to the 2024 regional semifinal here on WBF.
35 amazing years. Hey, that's us here at Spath Jewelers. We offer services such as beautiful custom work that's sure to wow, repairs, complimentary cleaning, appraisals, watch repairs, financing. What more do you need? We're here Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 5.
Today's broadcast is presented in part by Pallet One, now seeking employees, offering competitive pay, great benefits, and a safety-first environment. Join Pallet One for a stable, long-term career as part of a fast-paced, dedicated team. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
In today's complicated financial world, it's nice to know that Steve Wright & Company is there, helping you utilize your resources more effectively as you work toward your financial goals, from tax returns to retirement plans and all the stops in between. Rely on Steve Wright & Company on Avenue H in Winter Haven.
We are FM 102.9, 97.1, and AM 1130. WWBF Bartow.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the top of the second inning, and Potts steps in to face Red Oxley. The first pitch is upstairs. Potts is the catcher. It's 5-6-7 for the Hawks here in the second inning. Jackets lead 2-0 if you're just tuning in. There's a perfect pitch.
Beautiful
one
pitch.
Ball, one strike. He's going to call that low pitch.
Yeah, he's got a low zone. He does that one.
See, my goodness.
See, like that one right there is where is that one?
See, now goodness.
See, like that one right there is where is that one?
See, now see that's we. Oh, man,
that can't be up. The only place that can be is in, because he was calling that a strike on our girls just a moment ago.
Two balls and a strike. Swing and a miss, strike two. These girls are coming out of their shoes on these swings, and I don't blame them. You want to try to go yard, but she throws so hard, you just get the bat on the ball like Ryder did it in the first inning. You make it go.
Yeah.
2-2, and that fouled off. Got a nice swing to stay in there.
Yeah, she fought that one off in on her hands. Another great pitch by Red. Potts will stay alive.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Jackets lead 2-0. We're in the bottom, top of the second. And the Osprey.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
She's thrown one ball up, and then every other pitch has been a strike. Every pitch has been a strike since that. The 3-2 pitch.
Wow. I don't know where this guy's zone is at. It's hard to tell what's inside and what. But it looks like Rutenbar's wanting to come out and make sure.
He wants to know where it was. They're going to have a pinch runner for Potts, who's the catcher. That's number one. We'll listen to Oxley announce that.
Percy running for the catcher.
Percy.
Number one, McKenna Connolly.
Connolly? And then a miss, strike one. And a swing and a miss, strike one. And a swing and a miss, strike one.
Now batting first base, number 18, Tory Carey.
The 0-1 count, nobody out in the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Red is, she's not taking any time now. She is touching that chalk and getting on that. That's strike three call.
There we go, finally.
And that's going to bring up Elena Schneider, the third baseman. Schneider bats from the right side. Runner at first. One out. Jackets lead 2-0 and the pitch. Swing and a miss. That rise ball is just nasty. Crowd is just slap full. Vieira brought a pretty good crowd as well. When you're this deep in the playoffs, you're coming. And that she tries to bunt that, fouls it. That's a foul ball. The runner goes to second, but she's going to have to come back. It was almost a great play by Gibson, but the tip just tipped right at the edge of her glove. But it doesn't matter. It's foul ball. No balls, two strikes. Strike three.
Great job by Red. Just continues to come and attack.
Takes a deep breath. She's out of the top of the circle, and she takes a deep breath. I think she's just trying to calm herself down. As
Hi, Benny Jr. Farinas. Here with Marshall Ford. And the-
well, or we could take a break, either one. The first pitch is a ball inside of Farinas, Caitlin Farinas. She's the right fielder. One on, two outs. Corner, man.
He does not hate
painting that corner, man. Man.
He is just not letting her work those corners. This guy was not a fan of Greg Maddux, you can tell.
I ain't a fan of him.
No.
And the 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Runner on first, leadoff walk, and the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two.
Another great pitch by Red.
You talked about it earlier or last week as that ball looks like it's coming right in there, and by the time you swing, you're right underneath it. And
oh, my gosh.
Strike three call.
Woo-hoo. I thought he was a little delayed on that. I was like, oh, my gosh, not again.
Yeah, we were all opening the door and running down the stairs. So there were no runs, a walk, and one left after 1.5 inning semifinal here on WBF. Four FHSAA regional semifinal here on WBF. Four FHSAA regional semifinal here on WBF.
Hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation companies, you deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Visit us at evolveyourlawn.com.
The Witten McLean Funeral Home of Bartow and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade hold high the responsibility placed on them, offering you the personal attention and distinctive service you deserve. Witten and McLean, synonymous with service.
For the latest official news about Florida high school sports, including results of all tournaments in the FHSAA championships, visit FHSAA.com. The official website of the Fridge of Florida High School Sports at on-demand post-season coverage of Florida High School Sports at nfhsnetwork.com. The official online partner of the FHSAA.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Jackets.
Number 13,
Naima Johnson, the second baseman, will step in. Of course, she bats from the right side.
Well, I know what happened. Our feed to the Melbourne Jenkins game kind of froze up. We don't know if it's the feed that, because we were able to see the.
Maybe Rick turned off the power.
No. we did see that Ugali is leading Lake Region 8-0, which is a little bit of a shock.
And the 0-1 pitch. Down low. Whoa!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That was not even close.
That's incredible. And the 0-2 pitch. And there's a one hopper. It's going to be off the glove of the shortstop as she tried to catch it as it was coming down. I'm going to give her a hit on that one, David.
Yeah, that, I would have to agree on that.
That was an extremely tough play.
Yeah, that was one that got her in between. Best that she maybe have gotten on it was probably going to hit the clay and bounce in the glove, but it just kicked right off and spun to the left a little bit.
Kaylee Quartermain steps in the shortstop. I imagine she'll be bunting here, but we'll see. And she is not. She's fouling off. It hit the catcher right in the mask. Well, yeah, she's all right. Yeah. She's tough.
And she was coming up as that fouled off umpire is going to take his time and walk the ball out and give her a minute.
Yeah, just to shake any cobwebs that may be there. Jackets lead 2-0. We're in the bottom of the second. Oxley with six strikeouts already in the first two innings. She squares, and that's a great bunt. And the only play is going to be at first. And nobody at third, and she's going to be safe.
Johnson, great heads up running there by Johnson. Nobody covered third, and she saw that coming around second. And she paused for just a second and picked that up and just kicked the burners on again. And a great slide to the outside of the bag, avoids
the
tag.
On the way by. And no error on the play. It was a good throw. She just
beat
good base running. And now Destiny Driscoll steps in. She reached on an error and scored, and she was bunting. And
I wonder if there was some lightning or something over there that caused the delay.
So it's, I don't know what that call was. And the pitch outside should be 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0. Yep, 2-0.
Runner in third.
I'm going to give Rick a pass. Rick and I are watching Melbourne and Jenkins at the same time we're doing this.
And that one, boy, I don't know what was wrong with that one. That looked like a pretty good pitch.
At least it finally went back the other way. I mean, that's one that looks good, but he's calling that a ball for red as well.
And the 3-0 pitch. She's taking all the way, strike one.
And it doesn't. Well, now it's all the way back to the top of the first up there.
And see if she doesn't lay something down. Boy, she pulled the ball with her. They wouldn't never catch her. Strike one out, nobody out. Nobody out in the inning. Rick, what are you doing? One out, nobody out. Nobody out in the inning. Rick, what are you doing? And one out.
Yeah, there is one out.
Yeah, there's one out. And now there's two outs.
Yeah.
No. Sorry about that, Rick.
Now batting number 16, Mackenzie Gibson.
So now Gibson steps in as she had the sacrifice and reached on the error. And she takes ball one low and away. Got two outs in the inning, and we don't want to leave this runner at third base.
Now, I'd like to get Johnson in and add to the lead.
And the 1-0 pitch, that ball, she just missed that. Oh, she just missed that.
Just underneath of it.
Fouled it off. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Jackets lead 2-0. Johnson at third base. And the pitch, low and away, ball two. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch, foul down the left side, out of play.
You know, Bruce, this is a 19-18, and you know, they may have taken some heartbreaking losses. I can see this may be a young team, but there's some pretty good players on this Vieira team, and pitching looks pretty good.
I agree. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, as she'll throw it down to first just in case. So she strikes out two out of the three. The Jackets get a hit and leave one. After two innings, is Bartow 2, Vieira nothing. You're listening to the 2024 Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
If you're looking for good food and good family time, look no farther than Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South. Your Bartow Beefs is perfect for lunch or dinner for the whole family or whole team. Your Bartow Beefs, where game time meets family time.
When you drive by Bartow Ford, you see a huge lot
But what you might not know is we have over 72 service bays and can customize your truck with lift, wheels, and tires. At Bartow Ford, we have you covered. Bartow Ford, we're different and we prove it.
Today's game in the FHSAA Softball Championship is sponsored by the Florida High School Athletic Association. The FHSAA is a democratic organization with a membership of more than 800 middle and senior high schools, all committed to ensuring that Florida's student-athletes can compete fairly and equitably in an educational environment. The Florida High School Athletic Association, building leaders through teamwork, sportsmanship, and citizenship.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the top of the third inning. It'll be 9-1-2 for the Hawks. Brooke Samuel, then back up to Madison Ryder, who had the triple in the first, and Haley Ryder. Facing Red Oxley, no changes defensively, offensively.
Okay.
Samuel steps in. She bats from the right side, and the first pitch she goes to square, and it's upstairs, ball one, as Cornelius was crashing pretty hard on that. Two nothing ball game here in the third, and she squares again. That time she went. Number nine hitter, you expect her to try some things to try to get on. One walk by Oxley and one hit given up in two innings, and the pitch. Beautiful.
Oh, great pitch
on the outside part of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out here in the third. And the pitch just misses outside. 2-2. Well, you got scores you're picking up?
Well, I'm trying to find some. I was hoping to find Fort Meade. I think we, Rick and I have figured out there's a weather delay over in Melbourne. That's why there's no feed coming through on them.
And the 2-2 popped up in the air.
Shallow.
Going back is Johnson, and they're going. That's an E.
I'm not sure who to give that one to either.
I don't know. Touched it first is the E.
I think it's going to be on Quartermain, unfortunately.
And Rutenbar is not a happy camper. I mean, no, you've been doing this since you were 6 years old.
Yeah.
And the first thing you learned to do is call somebody off.
Well, and I don't know if that what happened there, but Johnson is as high a praise as we've had on her. I think that was Quartermain's ball. It was just behind second base. Center fielder Narcisse was coming in. She wasn't going to get to it. I think that was Quartermain's ball to get, but I don't know if Johnson didn't hear, if there was nothing. Like I said, nothing was said, then yeah. She's going to keep going for the ball.
Hey, you guys. Another runner aboard, and that one's shallow left, and Sal can't make the catch, but she does get her out at second. A great play by Sal. Good heads up.
Diving effort, you say a soft looper out in there in the shallow left, and she makes a diving effort, and it does not get by her. Almost snow cones it. She sees it, that she's able to get up in time, and a great throw over to Johnson to get the runner.
So that's a base hit for Ryder. That's her second hit of the ball game. She's at first base. There's one out, and now Bunning, and that one right off the umpire's dome
time. That one got his mask and knocked it off his
took
face.
Took his mask right off.
Oh, well.
What?
Fort Meade.
Pretty bad?
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay.
We love you anyway, Fort Meade. They're down big 12-0.
That's all right. They've had a great year.
They've had a great year, and they will grow from that.
Just a long way to drive home, but we've done that many times.
Hey,
we did it football-wise. We've done it softball, baseball-wise. We've done it.
I've always been told there's a bunch of kids that went home last week that would love to have made that trip.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing.
Just have the opportunity.
You got that far for a reason, and the coach down there is really building a good program, and we're excited for him.
It'll certainly make the younger girls say, hey, I want to do that too. And then you start getting more kids involved with it.
Two balls and a strike, and a ball upstairs. Three balls and a strike. You got Ryder at first. She had the hit. Down low, ball four.
Hey, you got to tighten up.
So there's a runners at first and second, and that's going to bring up Addie Berry. She struck out looking her first time up. Two on, one out, runners at first and second. Jackets lead 2-0. Vieira's had somebody on every inning, we're in the third, but all 3 innings.
And that's not something that's accomplished a lot against Red. You know, that's quite an accomplishment to put somebody on the base path.
Andy writing in said, you and I are sounding good. We appreciate that, Andy.
Thank you.
We always agree with people that want to compliment us.
And to add to that, not just the base runners, but the lead runner in each inning has been on base.
Fouled back out of play, so holding it 0-2. And umpire's out of balls. I think that could be said a little differently. So there's all three runners have reached base in this inning. Well, fortunately, on the great play by Sal, heads up play, they got the lead runner earlier, and now the ball's low, so it's 1-2.
Need a strikeout here. She just needs to come at her, come get her.
She struck out looking her first time up. And the 1-2, and she tries to swing on the changeup.
I was just about to say, Bruce, after that pitch, one thing we haven't seen yet is the changeup, and what a great time for it. Pulls the trigger.
Oh, my goodness. It's almost unfair because it makes you look silly, and we're not saying that she looks silly, but that pitch makes you look silly.
Yeah.
And a foul ball as Pitts steps in. She struck out swinging her first time up. Nothing against Barry at all.
Oh, gosh, no. I probably would have been like the old Bugs Bunny cartoon where he's swinging at it 30 or 40 times trying to hit it before it gets there. It's just such a deadly pitch and such a good pitch that she executes so well.
Runners at first and second, a swing and a miss, strike two.
And indecision there by the batter.
Yeah, as she just kind of half-swinged and then kind of followed through.
Yeah, and afterthought to follow through with it.
No balls, two strikes, up and away.
Tried to get her to chase that one, I believe. Seeing if she could get her after getting her in the hole 0-2.
Yeah, you change the eye level, the eye direction, and then you come back with something inside. Boom, strike three, call. Beautiful. On the inside pitch. Oxley with another strikeout. And once again, Vieira, no runs on one hit, and there were one error and two left. So after 2.5, it's still Bartow 2, Vieira nothing. You're listening to the 2024 regional semifinal here on WBF.
You'll always get great prices at Budget Chupola de Bartow. Here's Craig.
We have starters for $20, alternators for $20, AC compressors for $31. Every door is $55, and motors are $200.
Budget Chupola, Highway 60 East.
If you've been injured in an accident or face traffic charges, don't face the legal system alone. Call Rhino Lawyers Auto Injury and Traffic Attorneys at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
The Florida High School Athletic Association recognizes its corporate partners who help make the FHSAA softball championships possible. Team IP for official merchandise. Gatorade Thirst Quencher. Herf Jones, the official supplier of championship rings. GoFan, official online ticket provider. The NFHS Network, the official online partner. And Wilson, provider of the official game ball for the FHSAA softball championships.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. Bruce Edmond, David Thornburg, Rick Sow on the scoreboard, and Roland Oxley on the PA system. As we go to the bottom of the third inning, Jackets lead 2-0. It'll be Cornelius, Oxley, and Heater for the Jackets. And the first pitch fouled out of play. Cornelius, with the rare strikeout her first time up. You got scores?
Very sweet. I was just doing a little more digging on this Vieira team because they you know, usually a second squad team is a quality team like Jenkins is. They're a quality team they just may be having a down year. Yeah, looking at the eight losses, two of the losses was to Melbourne, 1-11-5 and 1-2-0. They only got blown out twice this year. So this is a good quality team that we're facing, and we need to execute and not look at the overall and say, look at what's in front of us.
Well, Rick talked about it being just being a trap game for us. Us looking ahead a little bit, but Oxley's still throwing the ball beautifully, and that's all that matters. His count goes 2-2 on Heater. And as long as you've got number 7 in the circle, you got a real good shot, no matter looking ahead, looking behind.
Absolutely.
And but Rick may have been right. But they woke up. You got to wake up quick.
Yeah.
And the pitch down in the dirt. And that got away from her.
I love our girls. So I think we're the best. I think we have a shot of going and repeating again. You look at some of the teams we play, like last couple of teams, we may have made a mistake here or two, but it really wasn't a challenge.
There's a two-hopper to the shortstop over to first, and she bobbles it and is going to be safe.
It's a high throw that the first baseman couldn't quite corral, and the bobble cost.
That's another error for Vieira as she makes a great play defensively and just throws her high.
It was a little high. And you look at it, Bruce, the 2-0 lead, two unearned runs. We're getting the ball. We're putting the ball in play, but we're making them work, and we're forcing the errors. And that's just as good as anything else. If you can force them to make the errors, that's what you want to do.
Oxley steps in and fouls the first pitch back, 0-1. We're in the bottom of the third. Jackets lead 2-0.
Dex Howe down there talking to Cornelius.
That ball fouled out of play. So 0-2 to Red. She had an RBI single her first time up. And that one down low and away. 1-2. Man, Rick was fast on that board over there.
Yes, he is.
He got, like, fast-fingered. Ball fouled down the right side out of play.
She was trying to go to right field again.
One ball, two strikes, nobody out.
She's looking at that gap out in right center and where she hit it last time on the ground.
Cornelius on at first base, and that ball hit to the third baseman. She'll go over to second for one and just barely gets Cornelius.
And again, that was a really good play by the second baseman, Bruce, because if she doesn't get that throw, that's out in right field.
So it goes 5-4 on the fielder's choice to get Cornelius. And now Hillman. How do I have this? Oh, my L's are together. I got that's two L's right there. Hillman. If you looked at my book, nobody could ever read it. Now Hillman comes in.
First, you running for the pitcher at first base, number 8, Alyssa Hillman. Now batting, number 11, Julia Heater.
Heater reached on an error. Ball fouled back out of play.
And Bruce, that she didn't quite get that one out in front, but she did get her arms extended on that swing and looking for her to drive something this time. Unusual at bat for her last time.
2-0 ball game, and there's a pitch. There's a hard hit ball to the second baseman, and her only play is going to be at first. And so they get Heater. It goes 4-3 on the put out, and Hillman goes to second.
Narcisse.
And now Narcisse, who had a single her first time up, steps in with two outs and a runner in scoring position.
This is where we've been producing, Bruce, and Narcisse gets a chance to do it again.
Yeah. She's come through big a couple of times. two outs, one on, 2-0 ball game, bottom of third, and the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Oh, good cut. Pulled her head on that one a little bit.
Yeah. So 0-2 to our center fielder. Two outs and the pitch. And she got her. That's strike three. That'll end the inning. Wow. And Rutenbar is not happy about something.
No, he is not at all.
So no runs, no hits, an error, and one left. After three innings, it's Bartow 2, Vieira nothing. You're listening to the 2024 FHSAA Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessari with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
When looking for insurance coverage, consider the Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Agency with offices in downtown Bartow. Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance with a wide range of insurance products to meet your every need. Becky Maslach, your local office manager.
Softball fans, the best games are yet to be played. Make plans to attend the 2024 Florida High School Softball State Championships. The intense action takes place May 20th through 25th at Legends Way Ball Fields in Claremont. Come out and watch state champions crowned in all seven classifications. For more information, visit FHSAA.com.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Jackets lead 2-0. It'll be 5-6-7. It'll be Potts, Barry, and Snyder. Potts walked her first time up. And the pitch. Beautiful pitch. Great. Right down the pipe.
Great start for Red.
Yeah, I think it's time. We're in the fourth inning. Everybody settled down. And it's just Red time.
Yeah.
And the 0-1 upstairs, 1-1.
He's able to lay off that rise ball.
And the 1-1 pitch popped into shallow right field. Destiny Driscoll goes over easily, makes the catch. Made it look a lot easier than it was.
Yeah, it was up there for a little bit, but the speed she has, she's able to get under just about anything. The slightest bit of time. She is just really quick. I couldn't imagine being that fast.
I know. I pull a hamstring the first step.
I almost pull a hamstring watching her.
Tori Berry steps in, and she fouls the ball into the crowd, just out of the crowd. Hey, our buddy Fernando Perez.
Hey, Fernando.
We miss Fernando. We see him sometimes in the football games, but not there as much as he used to be. But he's a Bartow icon, and we love him. We appreciate you checking in with us, Fernando.
Oh, my goodness. Now, where did that miss?
That was a beautiful pitch. So it's one ball, one strike. There's one out. Nobody on. Jackets lead 2-0.
Is Emily still playing in Lakeland?
No, she's done.
She graduated.
No,
okay.
Yep, she's graduated.
Yeah, it's been that long since we've been away,
And then his youngest daughter, she is she's up at Gainesville. I don't think she's cheering anymore, but I know they go up there quite a bit to see her, and, you know, that's such a great family.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a great pitch by Oxley right there. A beautiful changeup.
I don't know what this guy is seeing and not seeing. He's just very inconsistent.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Down low, 3-2.
It just, you know, when you're not getting you got to have.
You get frustrated.
Yeah, because you throw it low, it's not there. You
3-2.
Oh
my goodness! And
I'm assuming that was inside. And
something's up. And
Gibson's going into
the dugout for something.
Must be equipment related, because she is certainly not hurt and not coming out of the game.
That's the third walk. Now she's bringing Oxley some rosin. Rosin bag is what she's brought her. Oxley's arm is sweating. I keep seeing her rub her arm, you know, across her body to try to get, you know, dry it off. And that rosin will take care of that, along with, you know, just a rag, yeah, anything to help. Yeah. So the batter is Snyder, and she fouls the first pitch off.
That one was almost in self-defense, Bruce. That was inside. Popped it up and out of play, out of foul and down the left side line.
So runner at first, one out, and a 0-1 pitch. And she squares and pulls it back, and it's 1-1.
You got to be kidding me.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming he's saying those are up because it's right over the plate.
This is a tall girl, though.
Yeah,
that's the whole deal.
Exactly.
One ball, one strike. Beautiful pitch, a little changeup by Oxley that swings right through. So it's one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes, one out, one on, and the pitch, strike three.
That's the best way to do it. Throw one she can't hold up on and take it out of his hands.
Two outs down in the inning, and now Farinas steps in. She struck out looking. Her first time up. Runner at first. Two outs. Jackets lead 2-0. And the pitch, beautiful. Boy, if he didn't call that.
Yeah.
Run this thing. we're just going to run this thing.
We'll tell you which one or what it is, guy.
The 0-1 pitch. Strike two. Perfect.
Now, see, what is so confusing is those are the same pitches
to the last girl.
To the last girl. Right. They're in the same spot.
No balls, two strikes, two outs. Strike three as she swings right through the pitch. And so Oxley comes back after the walk, strikes out two, and Vieira leaves another runner on base. After 3.5, it's Bartow 2, Vieira nothing. You're listening to the 2024 Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
Hey, this is Tyler Kelly with Kelly Buick GMC, and we're proud to make today's sports broadcast on WBF possible. Visit our website at kellybuickgmc.com. Better yet, come visit us at our dealership at the corner of 98 and 60 in Bartow. Kelly Buick GMC.
Are you crazy for customer service? So are we. Here at Spatulers, we realize that our complete customer satisfaction is essential to our success. With our friendly and knowledgeable staff, you'll feel right at home as soon as you walk through the door. This is more than just a job. It's our love and passion. Come see us. Emily at Spatulers.
Pallet One of Bartow is looking for new career-minded employees. Pallet One offers competitive wages and benefits including health, dental, vision, paid vacation, and a matching 401k plan. Join the Pallet One team today. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
You've heard the expression, try it before you buy it, right? Well, at Keith's Spray Service, they won't ask you to sign a long-term contract because they're confident that you'll want them to keep coming back to care for your delicate ornamentals and lawn treatment. Keith's Spray Service, for over 50 years.
Now they've got bottles of beer and stuff like that. We go to the welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. YMCA is being played. I'm looking through the crowd and seeing
who's joining us.
Yeah.
Shea Parker
steps in as she grounded into a fielder's choice her first time up, and she foul tips this ball 0-1. Jackets lead 2-0. They scored two unearned runs in the first inning, and they're riding that wave, and they're riding the right arm of Red Oxley. And the 0-1. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh,
my God.
That's incredible. Now, Shea Parker is a foot shorter than the girl last inning.
Yeah.
And that was up at her shoulders, and he called that a strike. Fouled off. Great job, Shea. And she's staring at that umpire.
Yeah. I don't blame her. I mean, that just was a horrible call, and that puts her, instead of it being 1-1, and you got to play defensive at the plate.
No balls, two strikes, and fouled out of play again.
And that was a result of going after Fitz. It was probably up in the zone.
And Parker is about as hot as Red was on the mound. And I don't blame her a bit.
It would be nothing more satisfying than to see her grab hold of one and get it out of here.
And the 0-2 pitch on the way, she throws it way outside. It looked like she tried to pull the string on that, David. Almost tried to throw it like a changeup, but it didn't. It just came high and wide. 1-2. She squares around to get her timing down. Now the umpire steps off the rubber, or the pitcher steps off the rubber. And the 1-2 pitch. That ball's hit hard to the second baseman. She gloves it over to first in time. Nice play by Samuel on the putout.
Now batting number 13, Naima Johnson.
Now Naima Johnson steps in. Naima singled in the second inning and was stranded. She led off with a single and was stranded on base. And the pitch. That ball hit right to the third baseman, over to first in time. She hit that one hopper to the third baseman. That was an easy play, dude.
Yeah, just right at eye level. Didn't even have to move left or right. It just straight to her. This time she took her time and makes a good throw over to first and gets Naomi by a step or two.
Kinley Quartermain steps in, and she fouls a pitch back. She had to sacrifice her first time up. So officially 0-0 on the night. And that ball hit hard but foul down the left side.
Boy, did she get
she gave that a ride.
Yes, she did.
Tiny little thing, but
it's about that arm. It's about that arm extension. You talking about you talked about Red throws the ball hard enough. This gal here is not maybe not be throwing as hard as Red, but she's throwing harder than we've seen the last couple weeks.
Ball down low. 1-2. And but every time we faced good pitching, we've hit the ball.
Yeah.
And so
something about this one, though, we're struggling a little bit.
She moves the ball around, and it's a bad umpire. 1-2, fouled out of play again.
Yeah, some of the strikes that are getting called and kind of forcing us to swing at pitches we may not normally
swing
at. Quartermain doing a great job of fighting, staying alive.
1-2, 2 outs, Jackets lead, bottom of 4, and the pitch. And that ball hit into left field, but right at Madison Ryder, who makes the catch. So for the first time, the Jackets go in order, 1-2-3. After 4 innings, it's Bartow 2, Vieira nothing. You listen to 2024 FHSAA Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
Hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation companies, you deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Call us at 863-537-7537.
In today's complicated financial world, it's nice to know that Steve Wright & Company is there, helping you utilize your resources more effectively as you work toward your financial goals from tax returns to retirement plans and all the stops in between. Rely on Steve Wright & Company on Avenue H in Winter Haven.
It is the unveiling of the ultimate recognition for a football life well lived.
Few could match him as a cornerback, and none could match him as a teammate. Now my Bengals brother finally takes his place in Canton. The late Ken Riley.
Everyone is cordially invited to the Ken Riley Community Celebration and Fieldhouse Dedication Ceremony on Saturday, May 25th, from 10 to noon at Bartow Memorial Stadium.
Welcome back to Yell Together for Ken Riley. That's a great commercial Jeff put together for Ken Riley. As they are on the 25th at 10 o'clock, they are going to name the new sports center that Neil Duncan had built after Ken Riley, and well-deserved. The first pitch, the batter is Samuel. She reached on an error. That was the pop-up. Quartermain kind of got in between beautiful Johnson and Quartermain kind of got in between beautiful pitch by Oxley, 1-1. Jackets lead 2-0. And the pitch, popped up again right in the same spot. This time Quartermain calls everybody off and makes the catch right on the back. That was the exact same spot.
That was, yes, it was, and did a great job this time.
Johnson didn't move 2 feet.
She was just there just in case there was a mess up with the catch to pick it up. But other than that, that's the way you execute it.
Great job. And that'll bring up Madison Ryder, who...
What a changeup. That's just unfair. That was nasty.
Ryder with a leadoff triple, and then she has a single. Been stranded both times. And you understand why she's the leadoff batter. That ball's foul. She ripped it down the first baseline. Heater dove for it, but fortunately it was foul.
Yeah, it would have been in foul territory even if she gloves it. Eustace is beating Lake Wells 5-2.
Now the 0-2 pitch misses low and away.
Wow.
That's a good throwaway pitch. It's a little low. One ball, two strikes, one out. Jackets lead 2-0. Top of five and the pitch. And that ball is chopped as Red Oxley gloves it and on her knees fires to first. What a great play that was, David.
Oh, Bruce, you can't. She traps it. She's able. The ball was hit softly and to her right, and she's falling away from it with the pitch. She's able to control herself, get over there, trap it. She gets it. A little sidearm from the knees, like you said, and a great throw over to Heater to get her in time. Great play.
Yeah, she doesn't get enough credit for being an excellent fielder. We've seen her do that two or three times this year.
Yeah.
And now Haley Ryder steps in. Haley struck out looking and then walked and swings at the first pitch and swings right through it, 0-1. And the 0-1 pitch. That misses inside, but just barely missed inside.
Yeah.
I agree. It bounced off the tip of Gibson's glove, and I think we get that call if she makes that catch. And you don't see Gibson miss anything.
No.
And the 1-1, low and away. Two balls and a strike, two outs. Top of five, Jackets lead. Strike three call.
Great pitch there by Red. Two.
That was two?
Yeah.
I thought it was three.
Yeah.
All right.
We were thinking the one we should have got.
Two. Just got excited. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch. And the changeup is fouled down the right field line. She turned on it. And just missed by about 6 feet. But line shot.
Just out in front of it, but that's what the changeup is there for, is to get them off balance, and that's what she was, off balance with
it. Now you come back with the heat, and the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. So Oxley strikes out Ryder, and for the Hawks go in order, 1-2-3 after 4.5 is Bartow 2, Vieira nothing. You're listening to the 2024 Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
Today's broadcast is sponsored in part by the Whidden McLean Funeral Home of Bartow since 1925 and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade. They're family-owned and are committed to providing personal service with the concept of our family serving yours.
At Budget You Pull It to Bartow, they'll buy your old vehicle and even arrange to pick it up.
We buy junk cars here. We can also arrange for towing from you. We use Gator Towing for our towing service, so you know you get insured a professional towing vehicle.
And they cover Polk County. Budget Auto Parts at Bartow.
Your Bartow Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South is your headquarters for good food and good sports. With something for everyone on the menu, your Bartow Beef's is perfect for the family, an office lunch, or to feed the team after a big win. Beef's, where game time meets family time.
Hi, Benny Jr. here with Bartow Ford. And the great thing about being right in Bartow, Florida, is we are centrally located. The right way will always lead you to Bartow Ford, where we save you time and money. Bartow Ford, we're different. And we prove it.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the bottom of the fifth and to the top of the lineup. It'll be Destiny Driscoll, Mackenzie Gibson, and Kendall Cornelius.
Number three, Destiny Driscoll.
Driscoll reached on an error and scored in the first. She struck out swinging in the second. And since then, Abby Berry has really settled in and thrown some good pitches. Really all night. Her defense let her down early in the game.
Yeah, it's been the errors that have led to the Jacket lead, and she's thrown really well. Jackets have put the ball in play and forced those errors.
No one. That ball's going to be hit up the middle. A base hit for Driscoll as she'll round first.
Shortstop was playing in. No chance to get at that. No angle to get there to get that one in.
No. That's a little three-quarter swing, and she just puts it on the ground. And you make somebody go left or right, you're not going to throw her out.
No.
And that time she hit it hard enough that she wasn't even able to get to it. And now that'll bring up Gibson and see if she's bunting here with only a two-run lead. She squares, pulls it back, runner goes, and she's going to be safe as the ball sails into center field, but no harm, no foul. Destiny had that stolen easily.
Yes. Little road runner, beep, beep.
Yeah. Yeah, her, Horsley, Hayford, they all get down there before you can blink. Now Gibson will square again, and she'll bunt it right back to the pitcher. Only play is going to be at first. So it goes 1-4 on the sacrifice. Good job by Gibson.
Great
again.
Job. Great job by Gibson doing her job, advancing the runner over. And even though it was right back at the pitcher, Bruce, right when it got to her, it almost deadened and started spinning. And that's where he says, yeah, only chance she had was to go to first and get Gibson.
Now Kendall Cornelius steps in. She reached on an error and scored. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, we'll do it all over again. Now the pitch. That ball's popped up in the air, and that's a fair ball.
And
it's
going to
be thrown into right field. That's going to be an E2.
And Reed Parcell said, I don't think Kendall realized where it went to, that it went in front of her. And
then the catcher comes out and touches the ball. It's in fair territory, and Kendall wasn't running. A good throw has her.
Well, yeah.
But and then Driscoll wasn't leaving third. And there goes Red is motioning up here.
And
what is that, Dad?
I think he's asking. I think the coach is probably asking for interference there somewhere with the runner. But she was still in the box and until she realized it was in the field of play, and she turned and took off. So there cannot be no interference when she's in the box.
So it's an E2 on the play, no RBI. And swing and a miss for Red.
That one was a little up. She got big eyes on that one.
Cornelius at first.
Big run for the Jackets on a night where we're hitting the ball and putting it in play, but we're just not dominating.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of a mistake, though.
And that ball fouled out of play as you saw Cornelius going, and you see the speed, Cornelius.
Hit the middle of it when you swing at that.
So it's 0-2 to Red now with Cornelius at first base. One out. Jackets lead 3-0 now. Out. She tries to get her to chase something outside. Red doesn't bite. One ball, two strikes, one out, one run in. 3-0 ball game in the pitch. That ball hit into center field. Coming in hard as a going back out as a second baseman as Samuel makes the play, goes
wow.
down to one knee. On a fantastic catch, David.
Bruce, that's over the shoulder, and not only over her left shoulder, that's her glove arm. She's able to get out there and track it, because I don't think the center fielder gets to it.
Uh-uh.
So a great play by Samuel.
Robbed Oxley, and there goes the runner, and she's going to be out.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you don't see that very often.
No.
So it goes 2-6 on the putout. But the Jackets get a run on one hit. There was one error. Nobody left on base. After five innings, it's Bartow 3, Vieira nothing. You're listening to 2024 FHS AA Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
Don't let the complexities of the law overwhelm you. Call Rhino Lawyers today at 844-RHINO-77 and schedule your free consultation. Your road to justice starts with Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessari with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
The Ewing Blackwelder and Deuce Insurance Agency has been serving Central Florida since 1984. They all work and live in your neighborhood and take pride in our history. Offices in Bartow, there when you need them, representing only the most reliable companies in the industry.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Jackets lead 3-0. It will be 3-4-5 for the Hawks. Abby Berry, the pitcher, who has done a tremendous job on the mound. Her fielding has kind of let her down. She's given up three runs, all of them unearned. And the pitch upstairs. She has struck out looking and struck out swinging. And the 1-0 pitch. And that time she checks her swing. It's 2-0. Here in the top of the sixth inning. And the pitch. There's a perfect pitch right down the pipe. Two balls and a strike. Jackets lead 3-0, and the pitch way upstairs. 3-1. And now our superstar pitcher goes to the back of the circle as usual, touches the chalk, and now we'll step on. And the 3-1, strike two. And Barry's not happy with that call. Well, we've not been happy with a lot of Abby. So yeah. We're with you on from that aspect. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out, and the pitch.
Wow!
Same. That was the same pitch.
That was the same spot. Same spot.
Ball four.
And that's where it frustrates, you know, the pitchers and the catchers and the players. And the broadcasters, because you're not getting the consistency.
And the fathers.
Yeah, yeah.
So now Amaya Pitts steps in. Amaya struck out swinging and struck out looking. Bats on the right side. Runner at first. And the pitch. That ball hit hard and foul. Wow, she gave that a ride.
Yeah, she did. Inside and good pitch by Red to put it there. She's unable to get her arms extended on it.
No balls and a strike. And the pitch. Beautiful changeup.
What a changeup.
Strike two as she just fooled her. Now, Barry's running for herself. That's unusual.
Yeah.
And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tried to check it. Couldn't do it. Great pitch by Oxley.
Great job there to big out.
Cameron Pott steps in. She walked in the second and flew out to right field in the fourth inning. Beautiful pitch. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
Man, I tell you what. this is just so frustrating. And the 1-0 pitch. Change up, called strike, 1-1. You just have to marvel at that pitch.
You can't do anything about it because it's already on the way by the time you pick it up.
And the 1-1 misses low, 2-1, as Barry is still at first base with one out. Two balls and a strike, and the pitch popped up. And Heater may have a play, and nobody
oh my gosh,
called
what is going
it off.
On? Mackenzie Gibson came over late, and I don't know if that's what got into Julia's head, but if she thought that Mackenzie called her off, but that's definitely an extra opportunity here for Potts.
Yeah, and I think it's what we talked about before. I think Heater needs to call her off every time possible.
Yeah.
And the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three.
Great,
so the missed foul ball doesn't come back to haunt.
Yeah. Well, Julia has a better angle at that coming in from first there as opposed to Mackenzie. And
the ball's going away from Mackenzie as opposed to coming to.
Yeah.
So now the batter is Tory Berry. What was that? That was a ball?
Was down, yeah. Downstairs.
Berry is struck out looking and walked. Swing and a miss on the changeup. She's rolling that changeup in now just on a regular basis.
Yes. Mixing it in real good. Almost every batter's getting a dose of it.
One ball, one strike, two outs, one on, and the pitch. There's a changeup again. She checks, swings, and Cornelius over to first in time. Beautiful job by Kendall Cornelius.
Yeah, great job by Red to keep her off balance and get that soft grounder for the final out.
Threw back-to-back changeups and got her on the check swing. So the walk does not come back to haunt. One left on base after 5.5. It's Bartow 3, Vieira nothing. You're listening to the 2024 FHSAA Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
Tyler Kelly here. Kelly Buick GMC is proud to make today's sports broadcast possible. Just another thing we do to support our community, visit our website at kellybuickgmc.com. Better yet, come visit us at our dealership at the corner of 98 and 60 in Bartow. Kelly Buick GMC.
Pallet One of Bartow is proud to be a sports booster and invites you to join their team. Check out careers at PalletOne.com to learn more about the opportunities in this outstanding company with over 30 years of experience. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
35 amazing years. Hey, that's us here at Spath Jewelers. We offer services such as beautiful custom work, the sure to wow, repairs, complimentary cleaning, appraisals, watch repairs, financing. What more do you need? We're here Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 5.
We are FM 102.9, 97.1, and AM 1130. WWBF Bartow.
Our rednecks will be all over that. We got a car out in left center field with the lights on, and they need to turn those lights off because Heater.
Yeah, Roland says you could do. That's right. Yeah,
Oxley's giving them business, and I know some of our rednecks are listening out there. And so
I think he's just got running lights on now. I think but somebody has to go out there and tell him.
It's still lights. He needs to.
Number 11, Julia.
And now it looks like he fired back up the vehicle.
Second base umpire is out there looking in that direction. So I don't.
Well, nothing's been done.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Looks like they're leaving.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much for moving out of the way.
There you go.
Julia Heater, who was at the plate last inning, will step back in as she fouls the first pitch off. 0-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Jackets lead 3-0. And the pitch, low and away, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Upstairs, 2-1.
It's almost like she tried to throw that changeup again, but
yeah.
Just not quite getting it.
I don't know if... I've never seen it thrown, so I don't know if you hold it deep in the palm like you do with a baseball, but... She's, you know, because that was a rise ball there, and you saw the heat on that one.
Yeah.
So it's three balls and a strike. His Heater, good at bat here. Like to get a couple more insurance runs and just let Red cruise. And that ball upstairs, ball four.
Lead off runner, do something with it. We need to.
So Heater is at first. Narcisse. She singled in the first inning, had an RBI, and then she struck out on three pitches her last time up, which is so unusual for her.
It just wasn't her normal aggressive at bat. She was pulling her head.
Ball upstairs. Good eye. Runner on, nobody out. And the pitch. Upstairs, 2-0.
That looked like she tried to take a little off of it again and just missing up.
Two balls, no strikes. Berry has thrown a very good ball game.
She really has. She's just not getting the results.
And the 2-0, there's a strike. 2-1. Now Rutenbar says hit away. Right of the belt. Belt line, hit it.
Barry's defense has let her down tonight.
Yeah, five errors. And the pitch, that ball hit down the right field, but going to curve and foul. She got a lot on that one, too. Yeah. Just a little bit late. Shows you the power that Barry has.
Yeah. Yeah, she's coming with it. She's bringing it. This is the kind of pitching we like. It's what's competitive, and it's what the girls are used to.
And the 2-2 pitch inside, and that gets away, and Heater will go to second on the wild pitch. That's the first one we've seen get away from Pot.
Yeah, that one was way inside. She couldn't quite get the glove to it, and, of course, the wall behind home plate, it hit that, and then ricocheted, gave Heater plenty of time to get down to second.
Yeah, and Narcisse is not going to move a whole lot. No. She's going to stay there. And now the 3-2 pitch. That ball hit deep into center field, going back, and it's going to be off the wall. Heater's going to score easy. Here comes Narcisse into third with a stand-up triple.
Not even a play there. The throw into the infield was bobbled by the shortstop. So the relay throw not even thrown in there, but that's better from Shea Shea. Kept her head in there, drives that one, hits it to the base of the fence. Julia held up for a minute just to make sure it was going to get down with nobody out, and she still had plenty of time.
Yeah, she just smashed that ball. So it's now a 4-0 game as Pot goes out, and here comes the coach out as well, just going to try to settle down Barry.
Yeah, because
that's the first earned run she's given up tonight.
Well, and that's really, I want to say that's really the first one out of the infield that we've hit on the button. We've had some really good ground balls find their way through the infield to the outfield, but that was the first line drive shot that was really hit with authority out there.
Yeah, and you could tell after about two steps that the center fielder was burnt.
Yeah. I always say that the ones hit right at you are the hardest to judge.
Exactly.
When it's the depth, if you don't pick it up right away, if your first step is not the right direction, then you're in trouble.
Shea Parker steps in. Shea is 0-2. Grounded out twice tonight.
Rough at bat for this young lady.
And that ball hit down the foul out of down the right side out of play. Let me get my tongue straightened here. 0-1 to Parker with Narcisse at third base. Nobody out. One run in. And it's a 4-0 game. That ball down low, 1-1. Shea Parker walks halfway down the third baseline and comes back. And the 1-1 pitch upstairs, 2-1.
Great hold there by Shea because that one looked awfully good, I'm sure, to her. And she's able to, that's just going to be a pop fly if she does make contact with it.
Now the 2-1 pitch on the way, and that ball is going to be a chopper to the third baseman. She'll glove it and throw it over the first baseman's head. And Narcisse scores. Parker goes to second. It's an E5 on the play.
and Bruce again. Barry's doing her job. She gets Parker hit into a ground ball, and the third baseman just sails it.
She didn't set her feet, David, and she had time. It was a two-hopper, and she was still kind of moving forward. If she sets her feet, maybe a better. And there, bad ball hit right back to the pitcher, and she throws to first and almost low. Yeah. They are wearing out Torrey Barry at first base. But the runner advances to third on the fielder's choice. It goes 1-1-3 on the putout. So there's one out in the inning, and that ball did what?
Foul ball?
Man, I'm having a kitchen.
Yeah. No, you're good. I got you.
McKinley Quartermain steps in with Shea Parker at third. It's now a 5-0 game. Bartow leads, and the pitch. They're going outside. They try to.
Ain't nobody there.
Yeah.
Tried to fake Shea out there. And,
one ball, one strike. And Quartermain, she is not bunting, and she pops that ball up, and it's going to be out. Could be on the net. No, it's over us.
Right behind us.
Out of play. One ball, two strikes. And Rutenbar barking at her pretty good. One ball, two strikes, one out. Runner at third. And the pitch down in the dirt. Good job by Pott behind the plate.
She really has done a good job for Vieira back there. She just that one pitch getting by, but I think that was more on Barry than it was on Pott.
Two balls, two strikes. And that ball popped foul out of play down the left side. Stays in the fence, I think.
Yeah. May have made it in the little bullpen down there.
The count holds at 2-2. Runner at third. One out. And the pitch upstairs. 3-2.
Good eye by.
She had some smoke on that
pitch.
Yes,
she did.
The Quartermain works the count full. Driscoll on deck. 5-0 ball game in the 3-2 pitch. Swing, and it's off her fist, and they'll go to first, and they'll get the out, try to come to the plate, and Parker's going to be safe. So she gets a Quartermain gets the RBI. It goes 5-3 on the put out for the second out, and Shea Parker dives in, and it's now a 6-0 ball game, and Destiny Driscoll steps in with two outs.
Yes.
Yeah, with two outs.
You.
with two outs.
Ah, there's two.
And Destiny Driscoll steps in.
I was right at the scoreboard
we'll deal with that. Two outs in the inning. Amazing. And the score, that ball chopped foul. So Driscoll will come back. The Jackets with a 6-0 lead now, if the scoreboard's right. I'm just joking on that one.
0-2. Okay.
No balls, two strikes, two outs. And she taps that one foul again. All she needs is a little piece. She gets 4 feet out in front of home plate. She's going to beat it out. And she had a pretty hard shot, as Roland just reminded us, up the middle of her last time.
Yep.
And the 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. But the Jackets get three runs on one hit. There was an error. And nobody left on. After six innings, it's Bartow 6, Vieira nothing. You're listening to the 2024 FHSAA Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
Hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation for 3D imaging and an irrigation program best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Visit us at evolveyourlawn.com.
The Witten McLean Funeral Home of Bartow and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade hold high the responsibility placed on them, offering you the personal attention and distinctive service you deserve. Witten and McLean, synonymous with service.
In today's complicated financial world, it's nice to know that Steve Wright & Company is there, helping you utilize your resources more effectively as you work toward your financial goals, from tax returns to retirement plans and all the stops in between. Rely on Steve Wright & Company on Avenue H in Winter Haven.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the top of the seventh
inning.
On. Huh?
And just checking with Rick to see if Melbourne, and then we're back on, but...
We got Lake Wells lost, Lake Region lost, Fort Meade lost.
Auburndale lost. Mulberry and McKeel are tied at one right now.
Not been a good evening for Polk County. And are they still in a rain delay?
The Mulberry and McKeel is a baseball game, by the way.
What do we care about that?
Yeah. Well,
Lucas Thompson's son playing, so we do care about that.
With Mulberry?
Snyder. Mulberry.
Okay.
Snyder is a batter. She has struck out twice, and she swings and...
Strike two.
We're in the top of the seventh. Jackets lead 6-0, and the pitch way upstairs.
We are, if we get three outs here, we're on to the regional final. Looking to take on whoever wins between Jenkins and Melbourne.
Now, is that game still in a rain delay?
Yeah, I think it is. We weren't able to pick up the feeding.
And the one ball, two strike pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. One down here in the seventh inning, and now Ferreras. Farinas steps in. She struck out looking and struck out swinging. We'll add up all the strikeouts here in a little bit. There's a perfect pitch.
Good pitch, Bob.
0-1.
Coming out of the Vieira team, feel like the air coming out of the Vieira team. After that last inning, they fought and were in the game and have been in the game the whole time. And the bats finally come alive. We finally get three runs, and this time to our hitting, not so much the errors that led to that.
And the pitch upstairs, 2-1. Two balls and a strike, one out, 6-0 ball game, top of seven. And the pitch, change up upstairs, 3-1. Now she's just going to have to come challenge her right here. And the 3-1, down low, ball four.
That's going to keep Vieira's hopes alive.
Now batting number two, Brooke Samuels.
Now Samuel steps in. Brooke Samuel, the second baseman, she reached on an error in the third inning and then popped out to the shortstop. She is the one that has hit it right on the second base bag both times. And she swings and misses on the beautiful changeup. That's just nasty when you start somebody with a changeup. Just mean. And the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on the rise ball. 0-2. Runner at first, two strikes, one out. Jackets lead 6-0, top of seven. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Now we go back to the top of the order. Madison Ryder with a triple, a single, and then grounded back to Oxley on a beautiful play where Oxley went to her right, went to her knees and threw her out from her knees.
Yeah, she has been a problem batter.
And she swings and misses at the changeup.
That's what she started her off with the last at bat, was that changeup and got her off. And maybe that's the way we'll get her out again here.
And the 0-1. That ball hit hard to the second baseman. Johnson gloves it over to first, and the Jackets win the ball game. Beautiful play by Naomi Johnson, goes 4-3 on the put out. No runs, a walk, and one left. We'll take a 60-second break and come back and wrap this up. You're listening to the 2024 Regional Semifinal here on WBF.
When you drive by Bartow Ford, you see a huge lot. But what you might not know is we have over 72 service bays and can customize your truck with lift, wheels, and tires. At Bartow Ford, we have you covered. Bartow Ford, we're different and we prove it.
If you're looking for good food and good family time, look no farther than Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South. Your Bartow Beefs is perfect for lunch or dinner for the whole family or whole team. Your Bartow Beefs, where game time meets family time.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessary with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
If you've been involved in a motorcycle, truck, or car accident, you need Rhino Lawyers on your side. After your immediate medical attention, call Rhino Lawyers at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball as the Lady Jackets have just defeated Vieira Hawks 6-0. The line score for Vieira, no runs on two hits. There was one Bartow error. Seven Hawks left on base for Bartow, six runs on five hits. There were six errors by Vieira and four Jackets left on base. Oxley gets a win. Barry takes the loss. David, just a phenomenal job of getting runs any way we could.
Well, this is one of those games where you walk out with a win, and I had said earlier between innings that this is going to be a win that he's going to be happy it's a win. You're always happy with a win. He's just not going to be happy with how we got it. We just weren't as crisp. But what I take away from this, Bruce, is this gives him the opportunity to say, hey, look, this is what's going to happen if y'all aren't careful. We can't do this. We can't play like this going into Friday night, whether it's Melbourne or whether it's Jenkins. They are in a weather delay. They're getting about ready to resume here in just a minute to finish off their game. But there's no score there after 3.5. And so we don't know who we're playing. But either way, it's going to be here. Doesn't matter. This may be the wake-up game we needed, whether it's a trap game or not.
Rick and I talked about that earlier. This could be a little wake-up for them, and they needed that. But Red comes through. Yeah. 15 strikeouts for Red Oxley as she just mows them down. Yeah. She did have a few walks, but I would say two-thirds of those were on the umpire. Yeah. I mean, just horrible job by the umpire. But regardless.
Big shout-out to Shay Narcisse for her big hit there in the sixth inning that kind of broke open the score when we were up only 3-0. And she comes through with a big hit out there to center field that gets us not only another insurance run or two, but she scores after that. So big timely hitting, and that's what's been key for us the last couple of weeks. And we didn't have it as much as we've had the last couple of weeks, but we did have some of that. And that one with Shay, I think that was a big one
that kind of
finished it off. And I think it kind of took any hope and any kind of wind out of the sails that Vieira may have had there.
Yeah, and kudos to Barry. I mean, she pitched game that she deserved to be in the game or win the game. She pitched that well, and the defense just kind of let her down. That's why you play them.
Well, and look, again, I went and looked at the scores for this team throughout the year, and a couple games early on in the season they got blown out, 11-5, 12-3. And one of those losses was to Melbourne, which is the team we're about to face and may be the only team that may stand in our way of repeating
or Jenkins.
But they lost 2-0 to that same Melbourne team in the end of towards the end of the year when you're supposed to be getting better. You're supposed to be getting. So that was a game where we very well could have been playing Melbourne tonight had Vieira had a little bit better night then. So this was not a you don't expect to play cream puffs in the regionals. And this was definitely not one of them. This was definitely a good team that we faced tonight. We came away with a good, hard-fought victory through adversity, and we took advantage of the mistakes that they made. It's one thing for them to make the mistakes, but if we don't take advantage of those mistakes, then it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Vieira was not able to capitalize on our mistakes.
Exactly. Well, that's pretty much going to do it for us tonight, folks. We'll be back on the air Friday night about 7:20. It'll be a 7:30 game time. Just check your local listings. check back at the station. Check Facebook and Instagram. And we'll know who we're playing, and we'll be back Friday night. So for Jeff Thornburg, our ace producer back at the station, David Thornburg, my partner, Roland Oxley, and Rick Sal, I'm Bruce Edmond. Good night, everybody.
Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF was brought to you by Kelly Buick, GMC of Bartow, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Spaff Jewelers of Bartow and Varico, Evolve Professional Landscape Management, by Rhino Lawyers of Tampa and Lakeland, Citrus Air Conditioners of Bartow, by Ewing Blackwelder and Deuce Insurance, Pallet One of Bartow, Keith's Spray Service of Bartow, taking care of your lawn and garden for over 50 years, Budget You Pull It, the parts you need when you need them, S.R. Wright and Company, by Witten McLean Funeral Home, Beef O'Brady's Sports Pub in the Bartow Center South, and by Bartow Ford. We're different, and we prove it. Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball is special presentation of WBF Sports.